Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Strong Sisters of Faith weekly radio program. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Tubb, and thanks again for tuning in. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we come. We thank you and we praise you, God, for yet another day. We lift up the listening audience, and God, we pray that this program will be profitable to each and every one under the sound of my voice. We ask these things in your name, and our hearts do say, Amen. I want you to get your Bible and paper and pen, and towards the end of the program, I'll share some very important information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. But for now, I would like to look at the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37. You'll find these words, and of course I'll be reading out of the King James. David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivereth me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. I want to talk just for a few minutes about how we can face a giant. How to face a giant. Here is what took place. David had went before King Saul to explain to him that Goliath must be defeated. Saul and the army of Israel were men that were giant dominated, but David had came before King Saul as a person who was God dominated. So while King Saul couldn't understand why David wanted to go and to face Goliath, David couldn't get over the fact of what God had done for him in the past. King Saul kept talking about how big Goliath was compared to them. David began to talk about how small Goliath was compared to God. King Saul began to make excuses over and over again, as he would tell David that David was just a youth, and David was just a young fella, and he was the least likely to succeed. But David began to remember his experiences as his little shepherd boy, of how he had kept a spiritual file in his mind, if you will, and in his heart, about how God had did the great and miraculous things in and through his life while he would tend to sheep. But I could see David going through those files in his mind, and that's what we have to do whenever we are facing giants. We have to go back to those times in our lives that we have filed away, and they have been successful to us because God had intervened and he had stepped in and fought our battles for us. Times when it seems like we just couldn't muster up enough courage or confidence to stand before a big giant. And whatever giant you may be facing is quite different from perhaps the one that I'm facing. But it doesn't matter, because a giant is a giant, and a giant tends to overwhelm us. But one thing I have found out when facing giants, we cannot magnify the giant. We must magnify God. So this is what David does, the little shepherd boy. He goes through the filing cabinets in his mind, and he begins to rehearse all the victories that he had as a little shepherd boy. I imagine as he looks up the letter B and goes under the B files, he remembers how God had allowed him to defeat a bear that had attacked his sheep. And then I guess he goes to the L file, and he remembers how God had gave him strength to defeat a lion that took one of his sheep. I could hear David, after listening to King Saul making so many excuses about why he shouldn't do this and why he shouldn't do that, David paid King Saul no attention. Because why? Because David wanted to remember how powerful his Lord, his God is. So David wanted to proceed not in his own strength, but in the strength of the Lord. And when he proceeded, he was able to overcome the bear and the lion because God gave him the strength. And so that prompted David to believe. He said, the same God that gave me strength to overcome the bear and to overcome the lion will give me the strength to kill this uncircumcised Philistine, Goliath. Let me at him. I imagine David was saying, let me go, because I'm not going in my own strength. I'm going in the strength of the Lord. So David knew that he could confront and challenge Goliath based on the fact of what God had did for him in the past. So I want you to know, my brothers and sisters out there, when we have an experience, past experiences should dictate future behavior. Just as we stood before those giants in the past, God provided the strength. He provided us the courage. So those are the small things that we had to go through. So no matter what it is that we're facing today, if it looks like it's too big, if it looks like it's insurmountable, like we just can't get through it, we just can't get over it, we just can't get around it, and it seems like we're going to stay under it, I want you to know that you have to go back into the file cabinet of your mind, and you have to rehearse those little victories that God has allowed you to have in order for you to be able to stand up against this big Goliath that you are facing right now. So there are two things that you need to understand about what God is doing in and through your life whenever you are confronted with a giant that seems like the giant just cannot be slayed. It just will not drop dead. It just will not be torn down. You have to remember that the little battles in your life were getting you ready for the big battles that you are now facing. Yes, the private victories are preparing you for the public victories. Who am I talking to on this morning? It is so important for us to remember and to rehearse everything that God has done. Why? Because it will prepare you. It will keep you keen, and your mind will be on those little things that you came through victoriously, and it will be a setup to allow you to embrace what it is that you are facing even today. So you have to renew your faith on those present or past victories in order for your faith to be renewed for your present victories. So David's confidence, first of all, was not in his own ability. He was no match. David was no match for Goliath. David's confidence was not in his armor. David refused to wear man's clothing. He refused. He was not going to dress like Goliath and all his armor. He wasn't going to be suited like Goliath. And he was not going to allow, this is also important because King Saul wanted him to dress up and to get weighed down in the armor like Goliath. But David realized, no, I'm not going to play by Goliath rules. Who am I talking to this morning? You see, sometimes you have to watch the advice because people will tell you, in order to do this, you got to do it this way. In order to fight Goliath, this is what you got to do. You got to put on more armor than the armor that Goliath has on. But I stopped by to tell you, we can't play by the devil's rules. We have to be sold out and be able to listen to the voice of God. First of all, the armor that fit Goliath will not fit David. David was a little boy, and he did not need to be weighed down. And I'm glad that as we read the scripture, David turns it over to the Lord, because he know that if he were to become victorious in this fight, that he would have to do it God's way. So the armor that King Saul wanted David to wear to war so that he would be protected from Goliath would not work for King David. It would not work for David. Why? Because that was the worldly type of armor. But we have to realize and recognize that we got to do it God's way. David knew that his God was bigger than Goliath. He knew that the armor of God was much better, far way better than the armor that Goliath was wearing. So if you are facing a giant in your life, the only thing you can do is to put your faith in God, and God will work all things out for his glory, but for your good. And don't look at your giant from an earthly point of view. Look at it from heaven's point of view. God is bigger than any giant that you'll ever have to face. And that's good news today. It's good news, why? Because we can face our giants courageously. And we can face our giants confidently. Who am I talking to this morning? There are giants that must be slayed, that must be brought down. But they'll only be brought down in the name of Jesus. So the question is not if we're going to face giants. Yeah, we are. All types of giants that will threaten our health, that will threaten our wealth, that will be financial, depression, all kinds of giants, whereby our children will seem like they'll just go to the left when we want them to go to the right. All kinds of giants where we'll lose our job, maybe even lose a loved one. All kinds of giants when husband will walk out and wife will walk out, and all kinds of giants we will face. Giants in the church that we don't even expect to come up against. All kinds of giants will show up. But this lesson that David teaches us on how to handle them, he tells us that the battle is not ours. We can't play by the same rules that the world plays by. And most importantly, I want you to remember, my brothers and sisters, that there is no victory without a battle. Let me say it again. There is no victory without a battle. So stop complaining. Stop complaining and start praising God, because that's an opportunity for God to show up and to show you and to show other folk who he is. So let the giants come. Why? Because God wants to show off. Don't go bury your head in the sand. Don't go into denial. Stop crying. Don't throw yourself a pity party and say, why me? Praise the Lord. Thank God. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Why? Because the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. Oh, I'm excited this morning. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus. I lift up each and every person under the sound of my voice. I'm praying and believing, oh God, that they'll face every giant, every battle. They'll face it knowing that you are right there with them. And God, that they'll just submit to you and you'll work everything out. The battle is not ours. It belongs to you. And we're not going to wait, but we're going to shout right now and thank you in advance. For it's in your name, Lord, we do pray. Amen. Well, I have about a minute or so. I need to share some very important information with you, as I promised, about our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. We meet every second Saturday. from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We have a school of ministry where presently I'm teaching about spiritual warfare. Won't you come out to 1709 South 56th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19143. Or you could call us at 267-582-4947. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless and keep you. Amen.